Utah made national headlines when Governor Herbert signed a bill lowering the state's legal driving blood alcohol limit from 0.08 to 0.05. Effective December 30th, 2018, Utah will have the lowest legal limit in the nation. Representative Norm Thurston sponsored House Bill 155. He said that one of the most common criticisms, that the bill is meant to discourage drinking, is a misconception.
The one thing that I hope gets emphasized that has not gotten enough emphasis is that this is really about impairment. So it's not about trying to get people to drink less or the puritanical thing. It's really about people to not drive while they're impaired.
Thurston cited data from the World Health Organization showing that the risk of involvement in a crash increases significantly above BAC levels of 0.04. In the World Report on Road Traffic Injury Prevention, the organization recommends setting the legal limit at equal to or less than 0.05. Though fewer than half of countries worldwide have laws in line with this recommendation, an 86% majority of European countries do.
Let's look at the data and the evidence, and let's see what works, and let's pursue things that are known to work. To me, this has been an exciting opportunity to actually do evidence-driven policymaking because there's so much data and evidence out there on highway safety.
This is a stark contrast from the perspective of the American Beverage Institute. After the bill's passing was announced, the Institute released a statement strongly condemning Governor Herbert for making what they said was an ill-advised decision, which was not supported by any evidence that it would improve traffic safety.
In order to solve the drunk driving problem in this country, we have to target the people that are out there killing people. And that is not somebody who is at 0.05. This bill currently is a distraction. It is a way to criminalize perfectly responsible behavior. It is about being anti-alcohol, not anti-drunk driving, because you are not drunk at 0.05.
Sarah Longwell is the managing director of the American Beverage Institute. Longwell said that the data behind this bill doesn't mean that its conclusion is correct. She said that European countries have very different cultures than the U.S. surrounding both drinking and driving. Another major point Longwell made was that, yes, a driver at 0.05 is measurably impaired, but so are a lot of people.
You are also impaired listening to the radio. They're using a scientific definition of impairment. And so you are more impaired driving over the age of 65. You are more impaired driving under the age of 21. You are more impaired if there's a bug in the car.
Comparison between different kinds of distracted and impaired driving is complicated. A drunk driver's impairments are physical, while distracted drivers are generally mental. But Longwell's point stands. How does driving at a 0.05 level compare to driving with other distractions? Lieutenant Brad Franke has been with the Logan City Police Department for 27 years. In that time, he said he's made several dozen impaired driving stops. The process starts when someone is pulled over for conspicuous driving. But from there, it's not always what you'd expect.
Most of the time, it is something else. It's much more rare to have someone who's impaired versus distracted driving or something else. Most people that are weaving in their lanes or making wide turns nowadays, they're looking at a phone or they're taking care of a child or they're eating a hamburger while they're flipping through the newspaper or something while they're driving. That's really the biggest problem we see on the roads every day.
In the last 4 years, drunk driving caused 158 deaths in the state of Utah. Speeding, failure to yield, and distracted driving caused 759, more than four times as many. But let's say, just for the sake of argument, that the person has been drinking. An officer would have to smell alcohol or notice something that allowed them to build a case to the point that they could perform a field sobriety test. Frankie said that for those who are noticeably impaired during a field sobriety test, the breathalyzer results usually fall above a certain level.
For me personally, if I can run through tests and I see and I get all my points and I go, I know this person has been drinking, they're almost always over a 1.0.
As in, double Utah's new legal limit. According to the Utah Department of Public Safety, over 10,000 DUI-related arrests were made in 2016. Of the 4,592 with BAC results included, only 7% were within the range of 0 and the current legal limit. That's 339 people.
I don't know how we're going to determine a person at 0.05. I don't believe our uniform field sobriety testing procedures that we have all been trained and utilized will indicate a person at 0.05. I don't think so.
He added that this is something officers have been discussing, how they're going to enforce a legal BAC limit that is, as far as measurable impairment goes, nearly impossible to detect. For Frankie, this is a law that he will have to enforce. He said he's seen a lot of changes in the law during his nearly three-decade career, some that were good and some that were bad. He said that he and the rest of the police department will do their best to enforce this new law, just like the others before it. But when I asked him what he thinks really matters when it comes to keeping people safe, it wasn't the difference between a BAC of 0.08 and 0.05.
We take it for granted because we do it so often, But there's very few things that we do in our life that's so dangerous to other people. We've got to focus on our driving. We've got to stop being distracted by drugs, by alcohol, by texting, by eating, by doing makeup, all the other things, and focus on the, you know, that task at hand, and stop hurting each other. That's really what it comes down to, is the responsibility when you're in a car, you know?
You can see all the data mentioned in this piece at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.